This week's show is sponsored by the Embroiderers Guild of America and the 2025 EGA National Seminar, Needlework Fair. The seminar is November 11 to 16 in Dallas, Texas, and registration is open now through August 15. All of the details are at egausa.org, then select the events page. One of the features of the national seminar is a new event called Sampler U. Sampler U is a two-day event held November 15 and 16. It is open to EGA members and non-members. Sampler U will feature two projects: a sampler sewing roll taught by Becky Noland of Lucy Beam, and a beautiful sampler, Isabella Kettlewell 1818, taught by Sylvia Stecker of Running with Needles and Scissors. Sylvia will teach the sampler as a whole and the technique of making smalls from sampler motifs. To illustrate this approach to samplers, Beth and I made our own smalls from the Isabella Kettlewell sampler, and those smalls are the subject of this week's show. Making smalls from samplers is not something stitchers often think of doing, and we thought it would be fun and instructive to share our experiences. For audio listeners, there will be a slideshow on the podcast page at wetalkfiber.com so you can see what Beth and I created from the Isabella sampler. Enjoy the show, let us know your thoughts, and register soon for the EGA National Seminar and or Sampler U at egausa.org. Welcome, I'm Gary.
I'm Beth.
And this is a special Fiber Talk to talk about the Sampler U, one of the samplers at the Sampler U event at the EGA National Seminar, because Beth and I had some fun with it. So if you're looking at going to the EGA National Seminar, you go to egausa.org, click on events, and all the information is there. One of the things that they have going on the 15th and the 16th, that's the weekend, is Sampler University. And this one is open to members and non-members. So if you're not a member, you're wondering about a national seminar, you can go to this event and participate in some of the weekend activities and get a sense of what a national seminar is like and have some fun doing a couple classes. So the Sampler U, Sampler University, is there's two samplers, and I hold up two fingers, one for each of the samplers. You see how that works?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Becky Noland of Lucy Beam is going to teach a sampler sewing roll. And then Sylvia Stecker, and we did a show with her several weeks ago, so you can look that up. Sylvia Stecker, Running with Needles and Scissors. She has a sampler called Isabella. And that's interesting spelling, I-E-S-A-B-E-L-L-A, Isabella Kettlewell, 1818. And she's doing a class on the sampler. It's a big sampler.
Huge.
And smalls, making smalls. And that's where Beth and I got really interested, because we've talked numerous times about pulling motifs out of these samplers and making smalls from them. So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. Beth did. You had a couple of them. Yeah. You had a couple and actually finished one. And I got one done because I ran out of time. But the idea is this is a perfect sampler for this kind of thing. It's just perfect. There's so many options. So,
right.
So you can sign up egausa.org or egausa.org/sampler-u. For those watching the video right at the bottom of the screen, I'll put a link in the show notes. And for those listening to audio, it'll be in the show notes for that too. But you can still sign up. And a really neat offering from the EGA people to give non-members a chance to participate and do a couple of really neat projects. So do check that out. So Isabella Kettlewell, we'll just talk about the sampler in general, because it's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's.
She's almost square. I think it's not quite square.
No, not quite, but close.
But close. And she's
What did I do here? Oh, 36 count is 16 by 15. 40 count is 14.6 by 13.3. So, yeah, essentially square. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just, and that, the border is amazing. I started stitching on it and started stitching on that border. But once you look at it, there's all these different little critters and animals and flowers and birds, and it's just chock full of stuff to make smalls from, I think.
Right. I mean, well, and such a variety. There's so much variety, and the colors are not monotonous at all. I mean, the colors are quite varied from item to item. So when you pick things out, you know, even if you stitch the colors that are prescribed, there's so much variety, and you just go through and you start seeing how you can piece things together and make smalls. It's really cool. Like all those crowns, I had an idea for just doing all the crowns in a small, because there's 1, 2, 3.
I don't know. There's tons. There's a couple at the bottom.
Yeah, I was looking for the bottom ones. Yeah, there's.
And then there's several up top. There's 1, 2, 3 up top.
Yep.
4 or 5, but that makes 5 when you look at the 2 bottom ones, because
they're
it's very symmetrical, and some people really like that about the samplers too. They're not exactly the same on both sides, I don't think.
You could take, for instance, this one here, and then one of these, and make a centerpiece, and then take some of these other crowns and put them around the edges. So I was playing with that idea.
Right.
And, I mean, there's so many shapes. I mean, we're going to see what you did with the moon and the sun up here. Right. I used the butterfly.
Right, but then there's the ones. See, we divided the. We wanted didn't want to do the same.
Right.
So we divided it in half, and I said Gary said he wanted the butterfly. So I said, okay, you take the top, and then I keep looking at those bottom diamonds down at the bottom,
yes,
and I just think it'd be fun to do them in different colors, kind of string them together, even to make a string of them.
Mm-hmm.
And do like around something. I don't know, just like a band sampler sort of idea. And then try the different colors with them. Or put little, put different little motif maybe in the center. I'm not sure. I almost did something with those, because they're a nice large motif.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing taking one of these planters or one of these trees and putting it in the center, and then putting some of these around the outside somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And then that one flower that's up top towards the right, that looks like one more over
here.
Yes, there. They look like little bluebells. And I kept thinking, what if you did those kind of as a detached buttonhole, making them 3D. And mm-hmm. making that the cover of a little needle book, because then it'd be very dimensional, which I like.
Yeah.
But they look like little bluebells in the
yep.
in the image. And then I was like, oh, I want to stitch those.
Yeah, it's just one of those samplers that really lends itself. Like I wanted to do something with, just simply ran out of time, but I wanted to do something with these birds.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's all the little bugs in there, which are really hard to see unless you're starting to stitch them. Yeah. And you think, okay, what could I do with those?
Yep. Yeah, there's bugs. There's all kinds of bugs under the butterfly.
Right. There's some on the bottom too. Like they look like, I don't know what those are. They're those longy, yes, right in there, and then diagonally. I mean, there's tons of them.
There's one here, some kind of flying, it looks like a bug.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
there's.
all kinds of fun things.
And then all
So,
the animal, all the dogs. I think they're
yep.
dogs.
Well, even if they aren't, you could do a whole herd of animals without any trouble at all.
Right. There you go. You'd have all your little
Yep.
critters doing a little line of them.
Yeah.
It would be, oh, you know, it'd be fun is to do them and make, put them on like a little narrow spool. Like a, even just like those wooden sewing spools. See if they're, because they can't be that high.
No.
And then, you know, just do a little animal parade.
Right.
And even some of the bugs in there too.
Yep.
They would be just, and then you'd have a, like a, and you could put those on, wrap it on one of those spools.
Yep. Yep. Almost like one an old-fashioned motion picture thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
See? Yeah, it's so
All sorts of
cool.
fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And the
yeah.
colors on it are so vibrant.
Yep.
I
Yeah,
just loved stitching them.
and she spec'd them all, spec'd the whole thing in Vicky Clayton silks. So,
Oh.
and those are just wonderful to work with. Hand-dyed fibers. Vicky Clayton is hand-dyed, hand-dyedfibers.com. Vicky Clayton makes just a ton of silks, and really just a treat to work with. Beautiful silks.
And, right, they have a lovely shine,
Yep.
a lovely shine.
Yeah. So yeah. So if you do the if you do the event, the university, and you get the kit, then you get Vicky Clayton silks. You don't get some cotton, and then it can upgrade. This is the way it's spec'd, is with the silks. And yeah, you're it's going to be it'd be a real treat to work with them, because those are, yeah, they're just so nice.
They are beautiful.
Yeah. So we both have, and this is not representative, I don't think, of the cloth, because she's doing it with straw, Weeks Dye Works straw, 46 count, and that's this. And the color, it doesn't come out. It's more of a yellow, kind of a rust, I want to say.
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's kind of yellowy.
Kind of
I
a
like
straw.
stitching on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the name straw. But yeah. It's a nice color. There's a little bit of variegation, a little bit of over dye in it. Not a lot.
But it's so she I think she said the one I have piece I have is 45 count, and it is tiny. But still it's a big sampler just to give an idea, because I always stitch from this is the top of my sampler, so and you can see the colors are very vibrant on them. But this is the width. So how wide is that?
Well, 40, 46. Oh, I didn't put that one down.
No. And I didn't do the math. I just started stitching 'cause math.
40 count is 14 and a half by 13.3. So you're going to be inch shorter, something
Yeah.
like that, half an inch. Yeah.
So it's big. It's big. And then I know this is probably driving Gary wonkers 'cause it's not straight on
No
there, but I
comment.
just had to start stitching.
No comment.
And then, of course, I flipped it. So this is a whole piece she gave. She gave us a half yard is what came with. I think it's going to come for you. So you have plenty of room to play with the smalls. And this was my row of smalls that I worked on. And I always wanted to take one of these little flower baskets and then do trellis stitch. So I did, and I didn't use her colors on it. I pulled some Vicky Clayton silks I had that were purple. I just wanted to make sure I didn't run out when I did my sampler. And since I was doing a different stitch and I was playing with it, I wanted to make sure that the color, you know, I had plenty of thread.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I like that you didn't cut it down. that you took the whole cloth and put it up there, because I cut mine down when I put it on the scroll rods. But that gives you all that doodle space for playing. I think that's a good move.
Right. And it gave me the, I needed to see it. I needed to see how big it was going to be doing the sampler, and then how much room I had to play over here. It's awfully big to stitch on, though, and I'm going to have to cut it down here soon.
It's a big one. That's a lot of cloth, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But it was fun to play with the stitches, too, and I think that's what the other thing with this sampler, it gives you the opportunity to, you know, I don't know if you can, you won't be able, I think it only has eyelet stitches and regular
cross stitch and eyelet, yeah.
So, but I like playing with stitches, and I think this sampler gives lots of opportunity for that.
Yeah.
Once I started, I couldn't stop thinking of things to do, so.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I did one, but I had so many ideas that it's just one of those that really lends itself. There's just so many elements to play with that it really lends itself. So let's take a look at what you did. So we'll put in circles. This is the one that Beth just had up there. I circled what she used for those. So go ahead.
So I did the basket first because I wanted to play with the trellis stitch. And I started there. And then I added the little, the one all the way to the far right. I added that one in. And then I decided to do chain stitch and feather stitch and all that. And then I didn't count. I was in a rush, just like a little girl. And so I had to cut off the two arms, top branches off my little, I'm showing you can't see me, but I'm showing like I'm flying.
Well, here's what you did. So you took those four, and then here's what you did.
Yeah. And I cut it off the two tulips. That's what I'm calling them. I cut the extra ones off because it was going to knock the flower on this other side. It was going to touch it. And so I thought, well, they've got to come off.
Those two you took out.
Right. And I changed colors as I went. I played with, the color was called Knock Knock. And I fussy cut it because it had a very dark section and then a lighter section. So I used the dark section in certain areas and then use the lighter section instead of using all the threads she suggested, just to play with what I had. I wanted to see what it would look like. And then I did that little tree with, and I used queen stitches because I thought, oh, I could put little queen stitches in there.
So each of these kind of blob things in our queen stitch.
Yes. Yes.
As opposed, let's go back and look at the tree.
And she used just regular cross stitch.
Yeah. I don't have a really big picture, so I can't blow it up that much. But yeah, it's just a straight thing. So, by putting the queen stitches in, then you look at the texture you added to that.
Right, right. And I just thought, let's play with it a little bit. And I'm going to make it into a little pin pillow when I'm done. So,
and this, you can imagine, say, a cherry or apple tree and make all those queen stitches a red.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to play, that's the fun part is, you know, imagine that was an apple tree. Right. And so then, all right, I'm going to do queen stitches and I'm going to do them in red. Or a pear tree and I'm going to do them in some gold.
Yeah, and it's kind of that burnt. It is kind of a red color there, but it would be pretty in yellow. A golden yellow.
Yeah.
It was just fun. And then it was, when I looked at it and I showed it, I sent a picture to Gary. This is the picture I sent. That area seemed really blank between the tulip and the tree. And I was going to put my initials in, and I was like, or a date. And it was just, it didn't look right. Put it in and picked it out. And so I put a little crown in.
Yeah.
And I just pulled one of the crowns
So, yeah, let's see that.
I just picked colors that I liked, and that was the hot pink color that's in there, and then I think a green. And it works. I might go back still and put some of the little critters in here, and a little bit of the fly or a butterfly or a moth. Pull
Yeah.
some of those items in still.
Yeah, see, now if I were going to fill that gap, I would be tempted to put one of those little dogs or something on the ground and then an insect up in the air. No,
An
in
insect up in
between,
the air.
yeah, in between and fill that space with two things.
Yeah. I don't know why I picked the crown. I
Huh.
wanted to stitch it, I guess. But I think a little bug right there needs to go. And then it's just a nice little size. Let's have this here. So it's not too big. So it's pretty nice size. So let's have 5 inches, a little over five, maybe 5.5. So it'll make a cute little pillow.
Now, something I'll give people from my magazine layout days, not that far in the distant past. When you start doing these things, everything should line up with something. So, like if you're going to do a string of things across, make sure all of your bases, all of your bottom stitches are lined up.
And I think they are. I think they are. I'm hoping this one is, but I'm pretty sure I stayed on the line. It just might look wonky because my fabric's wonky.
But yeah, so whenever you if you piece these things together, make sure something lines up with something all the time. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a grid, but like all the baselines should be lined up, or if you're doing a vertical, the left or the right should be lined up. Something has to line up, or the center lines, something. Yeah, and then it will look good.
And this is too small of motif. It almost needs something else up here to balance it or to give it something. It just needs something. And again, I was just playing, and I just wanted to pick some of the elements out that I liked. But then Gary, you commented about said, "Well, are you going to make it into a sewing roll?" And I thought, I didn't really give myself enough space to do that. But I thought it'd be fun to go and do figure something out and go this way and do a little line of motifs going up and then make a sewing roll of some sort.
Because see, when I saw that, I thought, those rolls with the twisted on the ends with the ribbons. That's what I
That a
saw.
sewing roll. That's what that kind of is. So you or a needle roll or something.
Whatever you
So
got it.
lining it but I think it needs to be a little longer.
Probably.
A couple of motifs on either side, which I could do. I have space. I have space.
And then
But lots of ideas.
you could get carried away and stitch above it upside down another row so that when you wrap it around whatever cylinder, then you would have on both sides. You could play that game.
See how many things I could crowd in here like a schoolgirl. But yeah, doing it on the 45 count made it really small. And so I thought, shoot, I want to try something else. So I had a scrap of 37 count wild honey. And again, I didn't want to use the silks from the kit because I wanted to make sure. I'm sure there's plenty to finish the sampler because it's not that big. But I just wanted to make sure. So I used some Cosmos threads and changed the color. So you really can't tell. Gary was like, "Well, what motif did you pick?" Well, I picked the sun, but I didn't change. There's supposed to be little lines going in here, and you can't really see it because I used something that was too close.
Yeah, here, let's show on the thing. So, we got to didn't talk about the trellis stitch, so we got to come back to that. So, you took up here at the top the moon, and then I put the circle right over the sun thing, 'cause I wasn't paying attention, and then you made this pin keep thing.
And it was from a soiree class with Kim Young, but they're not, it's just, it's a macaroon. That's what it
Yeah,
is. Just got
exactly.
to think of that. And so it was fun to make. And it didn't, I mean, this is tiny. I mean, it's an inch and 3/4 or something in there. It's
Yeah.
not very big at the most. Yeah, an inch and 3/4, maybe. So it's tiny, tiny. And I use really tiny pins to go in there, little quilting pins. But, that's what this is, makes this so fun. And I think Sylvia will teach, different kind of smalls to make, which would be so much fun to have and to put together with your sampler.
Yeah, there's a little look at how Beth made the macaroon, made the Oreo cookie.
Yes, that's what it's like, a little Oreo cookie.
So is that
Yeah.
ribbon?
That's ribbon, and I just took some that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheapy nylon, it's nothing fancy. And then I just did a diagonal stitch one way and diagonal stitch back the other. Yeah. And I had some, I put in between is wool. There's wool felt in
Oh,
between
to
the
fill it out.
layers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can actually use it as a pin keep. But
Right.
it's more of a little pretty. That's what it's a little
Yeah.
pretty.
It's cool because it's just a simple design
Right.
and it functions. Yeah.
Right. And I think, I mean, I spent one day, I just like, it was in my mind, and poor Max, he was like, okay, I was like, I have to work on this. And he was like, poor guy. Furiously getting it all made up. But yeah.
Yeah, but it works out. And you don't have to create your own design. You don't have to go hunting down a design. And that's the thing about a lot of these samplers. You already own the designs. You just got to pull them out of whatever sampler it is.
Right,
This one just has
and
happens to be really lend itself really well to doing this kind of thing.
right. It gives the opportunity to make all sorts of little smalls out of it, because I even thought the little basket would
Yeah.
be cute in the same sort of manner. But once I realized you weren't doing the sun and the moon, I could
There you
use
go.
it.
Yeah. Well, see, and I think the other thing, going back to these that you strung together, if you want, people are always afraid of doing more advanced, if you will, or different stitches. This is a good way to practice because you can try it, and if it doesn't work, you're not investing hours and hours trying to make something work. And like these trellis stitches, I mean, this basket of balls or whatever is very common in samplers, but you take it, look at the how it takes it to the next level if you use the trellis stitch.
It's fun to practice on that. I know a lot of the samplers, like the old band samplers, call for it. And it's a difficult stitch. It's not going to be the first thing you're going to pull out of your hat. It took me a while to get all those little trellis stitches in.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to practice them too, where you're not doing them on your actual piece.
Right. And then you took
So,
in this one here, it looks like you did something with the leaves.
yeah, I did like a leaf. It's called a leaf stitch. You kind of V it in, and then I did a chain stitch along the stem, and
Yep.
as, and then I did French knots. And I don't, I think, so if I would do that on the, I don't know if I'd do the chain stitch on the actual sampler. I didn't like how that came out as well. Maybe I would try doing just an outline stitch. And the French knots kind of were a little wobbly. And I thought, well, maybe I should have done the cross stitch and then done the French knot through the, so it covered the background,
Oh,
because
okay.
my French knots were not quite big enough. So again, it gave me an idea. And then the other thing I did, which you can't really tell, I did a long arm cross through the middle of those tulip things.
Through
Yeah,
here?
right there. Right there. See, it's a long arm cross
Oh,
to
yeah.
give it a
Oh,
little
here.
bit more
Right here.
texture.
Right there.
Right there.
Yep. See, but that and so that adds a little more dimension, a center line, and a little more dimension to what would normally just be a bunch of X's.
Right. And I just enjoyed doing it. It was kind of fun to add that texture to it. And the Vicky Clayton silk lends itself to it because it gives a little bit more shine also.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, we have no idea what Sylvia is going to teach, but this is just
Right.
what comes to mind if you start playing with it. You get out a piece of cloth and some threads and just start. And that's the thing is none of these are really big. So
No.
you're not you play around for a couple hours with it, and if it works, great. And if not, hey, I learned something. Didn't work, but maybe I learned a new stitch. Just don't like it the way it came out. Or you play with colors and back and forth. All right, this color adds a little more life. This color looks bleh. You just, but you learn without investing hours. Yeah.
And it gives you, the whole sampler is huge, but it kind of gives you those quick little, oh, I finished something. I finished a little motif and I can make it into something or gifts for friends, a lot of swaps go on, and it's kind of nice to have some of these things ready on the ready so you can do those sort of things.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's neat. It's neat. So then I got one done, 'cause I was at our son's. Mark and I were at our son's last week, and time. And plus, I didn't start soon enough either, 'cause I was working on another project that I was really enjoying. So I claimed the butterfly. And so I took the butterfly, and then I had several ideas for the butterfly. So and finally I just went with cross stitches and but so I took the butterfly and then I put these little flowers from the border. I used those on there. But I had ideas to do the butterfly and a couple of birds. Like these two birds really appealed to me. And then or and the butterfly and some insects. And I was gonna have if time had been on my side, an insect on each side here. And then I was going to use these little branch things. These look like little branches. I was going to use those at the top or on the sides to create kind of a frame. So I had this elaborate thing that if I'd
You had
had
a whole
three more
idea.
days, if I'd had 3 more days, it would have looked. But so that's what I did. Just took the two flowers and just made it symmetrical. And then if I were going to do this again with more time, I would have used satin stitch or some kind of straight stitch in the wings here, and then a cross stitch here in the heart. I don't know if I would have done a satin stitch here, but I would have done kind of a Bargello look here in that stripe across, and then maybe something else down here.
Right.
And
Or even add more Bargello down,
yes.
because you've got when you do the flowers, I'm doing a circle showing people that flower. It has the bright red and then the pink, and then it has a little dot of something in the center. Using those three colors, repeating it, I would think would add to the unity of the piece.
Yeah. And again, now given a little more time, that center one is a white. The photo doesn't show it well, but the center one is a white. That should have been, I would have made that a French knot or a couple of them. And then it needs some beads up here for the eyes.
Right.
So you start to dress it up. And get a completely different look. So, because it seems like, and this heart, I'm not sure what I'd done with that.
There's
You
a
could.
Rhodes heart. There's a Rhodes heart somewhere pattern.
Oh, is there?
And when I saw, Yes, when I saw that, I
Wow.
thought, ooh, make it
Now
really
see
3D sticking out.
and see beads talk to me here.
Oh, yeah.
If you could get the right size of bead. 'Cause
Petite.
that wouldn't take too many beads and would add a nice texture. And then you could do the same, you could draw the do the beads here in these little crosses.
And I think sometimes you people think they have to use all the colors that the pattern calls for. I sometimes like minimizing them, taking colors out rather than having as many,
Yeah.
or using my favorites. Like my basket, I use three colors of purple instead of all the variety of colors she offered, just because that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's what
Oh, you're so organized. Mine's a mess. I'll show you the
14,
back.
19. So there's nine. Oh, look at you. See? Look at that. There's 19 colors that come with
And
the
I've
thing.
started adding colors because
Yeah.
that's.
And Beth is a longtime collector of Vicki Clayton silks, so she has
Yes. I have
ridiculous
some.
amounts. And this is for Vicki Clayton silks. These are very handy little boxes. And when I traveled, this really paid off when I took this to our sons, because threads, just throw this in. It's nice and flat. Just throw it in the bag. Worked great. Yep.
And
So.
then you can just pop the color you're, because you don't use all of it
Right.
necessarily. All of the six strands, you can just pop it back in the little
Right.
spot.
Yeah, it just stays in the little section. Got these at the Evil Amazon. Somebody suggested these somewhere in the recent past. We talked about them on a show, but very handy for this kind of stuff. Yep. And then when I did mine, I took and stupidly put it right in the middle. I should have put it over to the corner, because then I could do more smalls. But
Have lots of room there still to play, though.
right. But I'm going to make a little pillow out of it. I'm actually going to finish this, because I've never actually finished anything myself, so I'm going to make a little pillow out of it. Go get a little small bag of fiber fill and see how I do. It'll probably be embarrassing, but whatever.
You never know until you try.
That's right. Worst I can do is ruin it, right?
Right. And it's just a few hours work and
Yeah.
a little bit of linen and silk, and it's not a
Yep.
big deal.
Yep.
Not a big deal.
So there you have it. Sampler U, EGAUSA.org/sampler-U, or just go to EGAUSA.org and click on the events page and go to the national seminar, and you'll get all the details for signing up. And you do this sampler and another one. And then when you purchase this, then you have the sampler that Beth and I played with, and all the ideas, all the things that we had and other people come up with. And keep in mind, nobody said that you had to use the silks that are here. You can use whatever color you want. You want to have bluebirds, make them bluebirds. Have some fun with it. But it's simple little things. You can play with the colors. If you don't like it, yeah, so what? At least I didn't work on it for a month. Yeah, so
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
So check it out, egausa.org/sampler-u. Sign up and learn from people more expert than we are. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye.